Welcome back to Sports Day. Tony Leonard here. Wednesday night means Isaac Smith of the Hawthorn Footy Club in. And, of course, my co-host Terry Wallace here tonight. Player, we go into Gippsland every night and certainly into Traralgon. It's always good to talk to one of the boys that's graduated through the Gippsland Power.
Well, certainly not only graduated through the Power, also won the Morris Medal in that competition. So a very, very fine player coming through the under 18 ranks.
And really starting to put his game together. Nick Graham from the Carlton Football Club joins us. Nick, thanks very much for your time.
That's all right, guys. Anytime.
It was tough going. Interim coach, game against Sydney. We know how good they are. We know what their pedigree is. If you can, just for all of our listeners, take us inside the club and the build-up to Friday night's game from last week and what the team got from it.
Yeah, it was obviously a bit of a different week with everything that happened with Mick's departure and then Johnny Bach coming as the interim coach. But after all that stuff kind of handled itself earlier on the week, we just met as a club on Wednesday and just decided where we wanted to go, and our main goal was to go up against the Swans and be really competitive on Friday night, and I think the boys did that. We went up there, and although we didn't get the win, I think the effort was a bit better, and hopefully we could take that into this week and really start to build on that performance.
Nick, what did John do with the side? Did he change anything up? What was his conversations like during the week? And was there any subtle differences?
He didn't change a whole lot up because, like I said, obviously the departure happened on the Tuesday and we had to play on the Friday, so there wasn't a lot of time to really change a lot of things up. I think what Johnny just really wanted to had a big emphasis was our tackling pressure and our hard ball gets. Obviously, over the last couple of weeks or last month of footy, they've been lacking a little bit, so they're our two big ticket items coming into the game, and they were a massive improvement, but that's kind of our benchmark now that we need to just try and hit every week and, like I said, just really trying to build on that and, build from there.
How was the emphasis around that? Because I go back a week ago and almost the most critical I was publicly with you guys were that when there was a loose ball there or a ball to be tackled or attacked, I saw your blokes almost running past the footy just to get extra numbers into defence. Was the mindset more just to hunt the ball?
Yeah, exactly. So We trained a lot throughout the week about plays being too locked onto their one opponent and not really attacking the ball when it's there to be won. So we trained a lot throughout the week and just said if the ball's there to be won, it's a 50-50 contest and you think you can impact the footy, then you have full right away to have a crack at it. Obviously, it's not going to come off every time, but I think the boys started to lift in that area on Friday night. And I think, like I said, it was an improvement, but that's just our benchmark now. We've just got to keep moving forward, try and get better at that area.
Nick, I'm guessing the feeling around the club when Mick was there in his last couple of weeks was pretty flat and there was probably a few guys on edge. With Johnny Barker coming in as the interim coach, is there a lot more positivity and a bit more freedom in your game style at the moment?
I wouldn't say a lot more freedom. Johnny's still pretty defensive, but he is giving us a lot more license to be a lot more attacking and things like that and take the game on a little bit more. The good thing is that Johnny is very clear in his message and very clear to the players of what he really wants them to work on and wants them to improve on. So, although, it was pretty dark there for a little bit, now Johnny's come in, it's really positive, and I think everyone's just looking forward to what he can bring to the footy club and what we can kind of build from here as a club.
And also, you're getting probably Matthew Cruiser back this week. The boys, Box Hill, obviously played you guys last week in the twos, and they said Cruiser played pretty well. Do you think he can make a big difference to your midfield but also your forward line?
Yeah, we hope so. Obviously, he's had a pretty tough run with injury this year, and I was actually at the Box Hill game and saw him perform, and he played really, really well. I think he had a lot of hit-outs and ended up with about 20-odd possessions. So hopefully get him back this year adds another dimension. Of course, he can go down forward and take a big grab. So with him and Cam Woodhull, hopefully working well together, we can start to get our hands on the ball a little bit more and give us little midfielders first look at it a bit more often. Yeah, I think he's going to be a huge, huge player to the back end of the year for us.
Nick, I just want to talk about your career and where it's at the moment. And it's got nothing to do with the coaches because, I mean, there's a match committee there that select players and do all that. For me, sitting from the outside, I sit there and have a look at you, and I thought that you haven't really been given as much game time as what I would have expected you to have got. And then when you have, it's either been with a sub vest on or one in, one out. Have you been at all frustrated or a little disappointed about what game time and structure you've actually had up until this stage of your career?
It has been. I've had a few up and downs, obviously coming into the sub a couple of times and then being dropped the week after and things like that. But The good thing is about the coaches at Carlton, I've always known what I've needed to work on my game and always trying to improve in those areas. And even if you're not playing, they're always pretty clear about what you need to do to get into the side. So although it can be frustrating at times, I just wanted to get back to the VFL and really knuckle down on what they wanted me to work on to try and push my way into the AFL team. And was lucky enough to get the opportunity Friday night against Sydney, and hopefully I can really grab that and stay in there for the rest. Hopefully stay in there for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I suppose that was the flip side to it. Do you believe in yourself that if you can get a continuity of games, let's call it a month of playing regularly at senior level, that'll actually impact or increase your ability to be able to stay there?
Yeah, 100%. I think the biggest improvement in my game will come with hopefully a few regular senior games. Obviously, when you play VFL for a while, you can kind of get stuck in the VFL tempo, and as everyone knows, the gap between VFL and AFL is pretty big, so hopefully I can string a few games together now and really start to hit my straps and understand what it takes to be an AFL football in the terms of transition and things like that. So hopefully in the next coming months of footy, I can really string some games together and have a strong back end of the year and take me into a good season next year as well, where I can kind of try to cement a spot.
Nick, you've obviously got a few young players in the team at the moment in Buckley and Menzel and a few others like that. Who are the key group of the younger guys coming through that can really be, I don't know, the core of Carlton over the next 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, it's a good point. I think we've got a lot of... I don't think it's been noted in the media how many actual young, talented kids we do have coming through. We have the likes of Tommy Ballance, Sam Doherty, who are a little bit older. Then we have Dill Buckley and Troy Menzel, who are around my age, and then we have young Paddy Cripps as well, who three of those guys have earned Rising Star nominations, and Patrick Cripps is really starting to hit his straps this year. And with the core of young guys like that, then obviously you've got your Blaine Bokehurst, who has played a couple of senior games this year. Matt Dick, who we got from Sydney, who's played a couple of senior games this year. Hopefully they can start to get a bit more opportunity towards the back end of the year, and with them getting games, that's just going to improve us as a side, and I think the fans can be really excited about what we've got to bring in the next kind of couple of years.
Nick, more of a difficult question. Chris Yaram, we sort of get the papers today and sort of see that the boys have had to take a dip in the ocean because of the fact of him missing a session or being late to a session. We see the Gold Coast boys today in a bit of trouble for having a drink the night before a game, which is taking it clearly a couple of steps further. I suppose my question is just around, how do you guys handle that? Does the leadership group handle it? How do they report what's going to be the process that's going to take place back to you guys?
So obviously Yaz was late to a meeting, which was pretty well publicised today. And yeah, like you said, we had to meet down yesterday at St Kilda Pier at the end of Kerford Road there and jump off and go for a nice swim in at 6 o'clock in the morning, which wasn't very pleasant. But I think the leadership group might have met with Johnny, and Johnny's trying to drive. The good thing about Johnny is trying to change the standards of Carlton and change the culture. He's trying to drive very high standards, which is good. And unfortunately, Yaz did make an error. And we just kind of got to get around him now and move on from that and just make sure it doesn't happen again. As a playing group, that was the main message, just the errors do happen, but just try and clean them up so they don't happen again.
Nick, my dad's a big Blues fan, and I'm still struggling to get him over to Hawthorn. And you got Adelaide this week at the MCG. What can all the fans out there expect from the Blues this week when they rock up?
I think they expect a lot higher effort than what we've obviously been bringing over the last month. Like I said, last week was a good stepping stone, but we've still got a long way to go. We know the areas that we need to improve, and we've had a few really good weeks on the track under Johnny. So I think the two biggest ticket items that we'll be taking into the game is, again, our effort and our tackling pressure. I think if we keep improving in those areas, hopefully our attacking stuff will come from them. So if we can bring the effort and the tackling pressure, I think they'll hold the fans pretty good stead.
Good stuff. Nick, just a quick two to finish up with. Even though you are punished as a group, or punished, I'll put that in inverted commas, with a jump in the ocean, is there anyone amongst the group who just loves that sort of thing? You know, 5:30 in the morning, 0 degrees, jump in the ocean. Come on, boys. Who's coming with me?
Yeah, big Ed Curno absolutely thrives on that stuff.
Yeah, lovely.
Rain, hail or shine, he'll have his rig out. So he rocks up and he's first in the water and last to get out. Just, when it's 5:30 and minus degrees, he's always the one that's up and about and chirping and things like that. So he's the one that really relishes that stuff.
No, lovely. We've given us a bit of ammunition because we get him on the radio. We're going to be going with him, hopefully, in a winning interview on Saturday afternoon. And just very quickly, what was your junior club?
Trowgan Football Club.
Oh, beautiful. Well, because being a Dogs man, think the great Kelvin Templeton graced the Traralgon Footy Club some 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
Oh, hello. How good are you on the history of Traralgon and all the great players they sent up to Footscray?
Yeah, that was a zone, wasn't it?
Yes, it certainly was. You're right. Very true. That was good too because Plough's Hawthorn, you got them all to Warrigal, didn't you, Plough?
Yeah, basically. Oh, to really up to about Morwell.
Okay,
yeah.
And then the Dogs got that. It's a great, proud club. We go into Traralgon every night, Nick, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of people in Gippsland thrilled to hear you. Continued rise amongst the ranks, young man. We think there's a bit of a future there. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much, guys.
No, thank you for your time tonight. Nick Graham from the Carlton Football Club. You like Plough?
Oh, look, I think he can be a player, and that's why I asked the question about continuity of football. To me, what it is with young Nick is just getting the opportunity to play four, five, six games in a row. Then we can make a realistic judgment, but it's very hard when you're in one week, out the next.
I don't think there's any risk he'll be a regular. Carlton members, too, very quickly before we get ready for buy, swap and sell. You got yours ready to go tonight, Isaac, your buy, swap and sell?
Yeah, ready to go.
Good stuff. Carlton members invited to join the Blues players and coaches at a Carlton Social Club event after Saturday's game against the Crows. It's at the Pullman on the Park, which is the Hyatt, formerly the Hilton. Oh, Hilton on the Park. And it's after the final sign. Entry's free. Simply show your Carlton membership at the door. $10 for non-members. Nick Graham there. Buy, swap and sell up next. You're listening to Sports Day.